Hello, I'm Glenn Losanto. I'm at Big Data Week in London, and I'm speaking to Andy Kirk, who's just given us an absolutely brilliant talk on data visualization. Why is it important that we visualize data?
Well, essentially, it's the final yards. You know, we've got all this wonderful data, we've got all this wonderful analysis, all these wonderful inquiries of data. But unless we portray this in a visual sense to communicate it to others, but also to ourselves as a means to access different shapes and forms of the data, we miss that opportunity to really give it its value to the audiences that we're aiming towards.
Andy, are you first a data man or a designer?
Good question. I guess I would be typified as a data man. My working career in a normal life was as a data analyst for the police force and for the University of Leeds. But when I was at school, I was one of those unique kids who was an art and maths kid. So I've always had an artistic sensibility, and this was the perfect thing to fuse them two together. But at heart, I'm a data man, really.
We had a slight discussion on Twitter about whether a designer would choose aesthetics over accuracy. I suggested they would choose aesthetics, coming from a design background myself.
Yes.
And others suggested, no, they would choose accuracy. What's your experience?
I would say that majority would probably favour with aesthetics, because naturally that's kind of where their backgrounds or their instincts come from. But still in the design community, you've got a lot of people who are about precision, about architecture, Bauhaus, these kind of designs. And visualization is typified by this convergence of many different sensibilities, even within just one field like design. So people have become much more appreciative of the needs to wear different hats and to look at different from things from different mindsets and perspectives. And I think that's where the field is maturing as we go forward.
Talk about the field maturing. It's obviously a good career choice to get into data. So if one of my kids turns around and says, Dad, I want to be a data visualizer, should I be happy?
Absolutely. At the moment, I would say, and this is probably giving away too many secrets, but let's go with it anyway. It is an undersupplied world. You know, everyone is starting to wake up to the data challenges. The next stage is for them to actually recognise that there's a field called data visualisation, which is that awareness moment. But more and more big companies, big clients are starting to come out of these shadows, really, and thinking, oh, okay, we need to do this better. What can we do to enhance our capabilities? And that, to me, is a signpost for a viable career, hopefully.
I was also overjoyed to see actual analogue drawings in some of your visualisations.
Yeah. It's not all about, well, obviously technology plays a great deal, obviously from the data side, but also the execution side. My background is not so much on the technology side. I'm good with certain software. I'm not a programmer. I personally believe the most elegant solutions are those that are static, that are handcrafted, like infographics and other pieces like that. And there is so much elegance and wonder